We do have several prayer requests this morning. We have a praise report. Brooklyn McReynolds met with the cardiologist yesterday. She will not need surgery and can resume normal kid activities. Woohoo! Barbara McLemore asked us to pray for her grandson, Zach, who is in the hospital 200 miles away. Continue to pray for Betty Irwin. She is showing improvement, but her platelets are still low, so they did a biopsy. And then Shrill Smith had a heart attack a couple days ago. She had surgery yesterday. And then pray for Virginia Kimberlin, who had to go to the hospital due to breathing issues. And then Tina's husband, Keith, who will be seeing a kidney specialist December 6th. And then continue to pray for my sister, Renee. My mom went to the wound care yesterday for them to take care of the wound. And when she got there, they told her to go to OUER immediately. So she did. So her and my mom basically spent the night in OU. She got released this morning, but they slept in a hallway. They put her in a bed in the hallway because it's full. Yeah. OU is so full, they didn't have a room to put her in, so they just put her in the hall with a curtain around her. So
is her infection back?
It hasn't totally gone away yet. So we're believing it is going.
Father, we thank you that you're intimately involved in every one of these, Lord God. This is no surprise to you, Lord God. And what we have to say to you concerning these needs, Lord God, that you already know. And Lord God, that's what I pray. I pray, Father, that we operate from your knowledge and not from ours. Lord God, I thank you that you not only see the fruit, you see the root. Lord God, and that's what we pray for concerning these. And Lord, we give you praise and honor for Brooklyn's report. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I pray that you help her to walk in what you have provided. I thank you for it. Lord God, we lift up Barbara and her son, her grandson, Zach, and whatever he's going through, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, these prayers are almost in passing prayers, Lord God, but you know what's needed. Lord God, I pray for Zach. I pray, Lord God, for the power to overcome in his life. I thank you for it. Lord God, and praying for Betty, and we just speak to that, to the platelets, the blood platelets, in the name of Jesus, that you produce as God created you to produce. And whatever is hindering that, we curse it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. For Cheryl, we pray for her. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you created the potential for her body to heal itself. I thank you for the doctor's involvement in this, Lord God. I come against a spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And I pray that the confirmation of your gospel might be upon her life. Thank you, Lord. Father, for Virginia, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just come against that anxious spirit, that spirit of worry, in Jesus' name. And I command you to take your hands off of Virginia. And I thank you, Lord, that the breathing will restore. It's going to be like you created it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, for Tina's husband, Keith, Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in his life, Lord God. I pray, Father, that that those things that are hard for us to do or hard for us to see, Lord God, I pray that you do surgery. Thank you, Lord, in the inner man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I give you praise. I speak hope into his life, into his mind, and into his heart. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for Renee. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Father, that this will draw her closer to you. I pray, Lord, that not just a concept of you, but a relationship with you. Thank you for the healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey, y'all, she'll bless your shoes and socks off. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayers at 5, Bible study is at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Rick Spain, and his title is God is Creative. It's been so interesting so far.
Good. So we're back. So we went over a lot of thoughts here. We've included God's original creation, and Jesus was definitely there. You know, he was participating. The Godhead was there, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, so the Father spoke the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And in the beginning, he was there. And so he spoke the Word. And it said the Spirit was hovering over the waters. And so this, just a side thought, you guys, it's so important to recognize the Holy Spirit for who he is. And so much of the time we talk about Holy Spirit as as a mystical entity. Holy Spirit is a person. He is a separate entity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. When He, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. That's what Jesus said. He will not speak of Himself, but whatever He hears, that's what He will speak. And He will show you of things to come. The Holy Spirit is what Jesus left us. That is God's power in this earth. And so the creative ability of God is not possible without Holy Spirit. So don't think of Holy Spirit as being something like a ghost, or, you know, some entity, or, you know, it's mystical. He's real. He's real. He wants to be a part of your life. So the creative, we've understood God created everything. And, you know, that Lucifer come in, he messed it up. He messed creation up. And so this is where we get a lot of misconceptions, because we see Lucifer's work and we think it's God's work, because God is in control. Remember, God is in control, but He doesn't control everything. He's allowed certain things. When He gave dominion to man over this earth, He never took it back, folks. Never did. When man gave in to Lucifer, that dominion became limited, but it wasn't taken away. And so we need to understand this. So then we understand how he controls is by the laws and the principles that he's initiated. Now remember, he didn't go into the library and study on laws and principles. He didn't go to the library to figure this out. Matter of fact, he doesn't have to figure anything out. So the laws and principles are, as well as everything else, part of him. This is how he is. And so when he says, if you do this, this is what you're going to get, that's because that's a part of who he is. And so his control is internal, but he's extended it external to us in the form of laws and principles. And so when we treat laws and principles as if we do this, then we're going to get it, you know, which, I mean, it works. But in reality, if we get to know him, then we want to be like him. And you know what that means? We operate in the laws and principles, not as an outward thing, but as an inward work. That's Christ in us. And so he controls by the laws and the principles. So there's absolutely no manipulation within his creative process. And so when you start thinking, well, this happened because it was God's will, I didn't go to this place because that's God's will, I lost a loved one, it must have been God's will. So how do we determine God's will? How do you determine God's will? Remember, we think in static mindset, all the things going on around us, how it's affecting our life, and then we parlay God's character upon what we're going through, and this is who God is. That's inaccurate. So remember, I've told you guys this before, but there are ways that God identifies himself to us. The number one way is his word. Number one way. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you three more, but if they don't line up with number one, they're not reliable. Okay, so God's word. Number two, he reveals himself to us by anointed past preachers, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets. You know, he reveals himself that way, through anointed leaders. The third way he does is by what the Bible refers to as an inward witness, the candle of the Lord. It's on the inside of us. And there's a lot of times we ignore that inward witness. You know, and it's the Lord's telling us. It reminds me of the, what was that, Lost in Space, where the robot would start flapping his arms and turning around, warning, 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 well, warning. You know, so that's Holy Spirit inward witness. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not that robot, no. But he warns us. He tells us. He says, go this way or don't go this way. So we got that inward witness. Well, the fourth way is what you call circumstantial evidence. So does God reveal himself that way? Absolutely, he does. Is that a reliable source? Not really. Why is that? Because, once again, we are understanding who God is and his creative acts according to what is going on around our life. And so we're praying to God that, Lord, if you want me to do this, you open that door. If you don't want me to do it, you close it, you know. And that's our common prayer, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll know it. If everything works out, I know it's going to be good. You know, it's God's will. Not necessarily. Gosh darn. See, I told you I was going to ruffle mm-hmm. feathers this morning. Yeah. Yeah. So what is the most accurate way that God reveals himself? By the word of God. By the word of God. Him speaking his word to you. And so whatever on these other three areas, if it's a preacher telling you this, or if it's that inward witness or circumstantial evidence, what I'm telling you is take it and compare it to what God's word says. And don't justify it by what God's word says. You take the whole counsel, not just the parts that make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to get back to this thought. There's absolutely no manipulation in his creative process. None. I just want that to soak in a second. Zero, nada. Nothing. None. No manipulation. The world isn't turning a certain direction and all of a sudden God looks down there and says, well, look what them people are doing. We're going to have to come down there and do something about that. You know, and we're going to have to manipulate this circumstance. And you may say, well, Rick, what about Sodom and Gomorrah? God rained down fire from heaven. What about the flood? What about Pharaoh in Egypt? God hardened his heart. What about that? You know, and so these are the things that they're going to throw at you and say, well, that just proves to you right there God controls everything. Well, for one thing, he allowed for it to get to this place where the fire came down from heaven, where the flood came, where Noah's heart was hardened. He allowed it to get to that point. Did he control that? Because if you think he did, then you're seeing God as manipulative, saying, well, we're gonna let it go this far, and then we're gonna step in there just like never fear, Wonder Dog is here. Yeah. Some of you guys don't remember it. You gotta be a little older to remember that one. Okay. But, you know, we get that concept that God's making it all bad so he can come up as the superhero. No, he didn't create it bad. He that wasn't no part of him. So, you know, I want you to understand the character of God. And we're probably going to close up on this thought. And I was planning on reading all this to you, but it didn't happen. So, the character of God, this is really important that you understand who he is. There's a a book in the Psalms, and I can't remember what psalm it is, but it makes a statement, and it says, "For the mercies of the Lord endure forever. The loving kindness, mercies of God endure forever." When we reflect upon who He is, a lot of times, how do we reflect upon Him? We reflect upon Him as the judge, the big judge on the throne. Am I correct? Yeah, and so He's watching everything you're doing. Monica, I've seen what you're doing in that closet. And you know what? I got my stick right here. And if you do it again, I'm going to tap you right on the head. You know, that's kind of the concept we have of God. That He's up there in His holy position and nothing can touch Him. And by golly, if you try, you're going down. You know, and so we get a misconcept. The true concept of God, and I love the way John translates the character of God. He says it very simply. God is love. Huh. God is love. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. You know, we think about this, that when He, the Helper comes, God, the Helper, He wants to help. You know, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to die. To be beat to a pulp. Isaiah tells us that he was traumatized so that he was beyond recognition. Didn't look like a man. That's what He did for you and for me. You know, and so understanding the character of God is so important, because God's first thought, His first thought is not judgment. His first thought is mercy. If you don't see this, then you're disconnected from who He is, and then your mind's gonna bring you to a place He never intended for you to go. And then you're going to feel justified saying, well, God caused this to happen. No. It's not Him. He's merciful. First thing He wants to do is say, hey, you know what? You can do better than that. You can do better than that. I've given you everything you need to be successful in this life. Just allow me in your life. That's the key. And so when we talk about the creative power of God, the greatest creation is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any person be in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away, all things become new. When you allow Him in your life, the old might come up and you might think, well, I did this and I did that, and Lord of mercy, I wished I hadn't, you know, and I'm a failure all over again because this situation's happening in my life. Let me tell you something, when He's in you, you're a new creation. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-time event. It's a creative event that happens from the time you receive Him until the time you meet Him. See, we think that. We think, well, I accepted Jesus, so I'm a new creation now. God's creative. Man, He did a work in me. I feel like a ton of bricks have been taken off of me. I'm new. I can see things different. I feel different. You know, I mean, I just got it. And then as life goes on, well, you know what, this habit, you know, I find myself back in that habit, or I find myself back in that position that I was before, and I want to do what I did back then, because I don't trust God enough right now. This is the Christian life, folks. What I want you to understand, he's in you. And whatever it is you're facing right now, his creative process, his creative nature is in you to create what you cannot create so that you can do what you cannot do in yourself. He's creative. And he wants to create something in you that you never even, it was never a picture in your mind. Until you get on the other side of it and you look back and say, wow, I just did that. I just overcame this. I just saw the power of God work in my life. I am thinking differently. I'm acting differently. My relationships with people is better. All these things, it's all because he's working on something that we don't pay a whole lot of attention to because we're so over-focused on what's going on around us. But see, where he does his best creation is in you. Mm-hmm. You know, and you may say, well, how do you know that, Rick? He did it in me. Oh, my. If you could have seen the 18-year-old version of me and the 30-year-old version of me. See, because I have, on a lighter thought, I have two doctorates, I know. I don't dress like a doctor, but I have two doctorates, and they're both in the same schools, both of them, the School of Hard Knocks, because I couldn't learn the first time, so I got another one. When I was around 20, I got the first one. When I was around 30, I got the second one. And, you know, I'm still working on that doctorate. I should say I am. He's working on that doctorate. But he won't do it unless you allow him. And I want you to understand that all the junk you're carrying, I don't care how long you've known the Lord, all that stuff on the inside that weighs you down every day and it tells you that you're not good enough, that you're not going to be, you don't have the strength to endure this, you don't have the ability to accomplish whatever has come to your front door. All that stuff. He wants to take that. He wants to take that from you. And he wants to reform it and put it back in you. Because you are more than a conqueror. Everything you put your hands to is going to prosper. You know, it's not because of your greatness. It's because the greater one lives in you. And so, I want to encourage you today. Start seeing God in a different light. And then, when you start seeing that and acknowledging that and renewing your mind and allowing him to work on the inside of you, what's going to happen? I can guarantee you this. The creative power of God is going to work in your life. Father, we love you and we bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for this word that you've given this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you are impacting lives, that you are doing what is by your nature to do. Lord God, help us to see you so that we can be what you created. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We appreciate you taking time out of your work week to come share with us. That was very interesting and wrapped it up with a big dose of encouragement. That was good stuff.
That's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
So cool, because now we're going to, don't forget, we're going to end the podcast and we'll come back and reset the iPad. And we have a word from Pastor Dwight on the Truth broadcast, New in Christ, which kind of flows right along with what Rick's been talking about. My name's, from all of us here in the studio, myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.